All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the December 10th, 2024 Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. This board met in executive session at 5 p.m. To discuss legal and personnel issues, and we wrapped up just before 7 this evening. So I would like to ask everybody to please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Christman, will you take the last roll call for us?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
Supervisor Giovanello.
Here.
And Supervisor Nunn.
Here.
There are five present, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Christman. Just a reminder to anyone that's in the audience this evening, our meetings are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. So if you wish to put comments on the public record this evening, you will be recorded. And we ask that if you are planning to do so, just please come up to the microphone and state your name and your address so that we have that for the minutes. So with that, I will open up the microphone for anyone who would like to come to the podium and offer their comment this evening. We ask that those who would like to comment keep it to 3 minutes or under, and the podium is yours.
I was not offering anybody else because last time I had to wait quite a while to speak.
Okay, well, the podium is all yours, so your 3 minutes are yours.
Well, actually, you've already said the president law, some people go on. Now, I was last here on October 27th, if you all remember me. I complained about the position of government.
I'm sorry, did he say his name and address? Yes.
You
state your name and address? Sorry, I don't.
And there was quite a bit of space dedicated to people complaining about the recreation center and the fees that they were being charged to the seniors who were using it. The first person, and I'm going to be real brief, said that she was the first to approach the podium, and she shared that per her doctor's recommendation, aquatic exercise is the best exercise for me, due to its low impact on joints resistance that does not cause pain. What was not reported was that the first thing she said was that her and her husband retired and built a house in Derry Township. So apparently somebody came from a expensive area and came to this community and built a house, probably tore one down, I can't say. But when you say that and then you start complaining about the cost, it does not sound to me that you're being genuine in your concerns. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Now, to update you on the conditions of Governor Road, I'm sure everybody's seen that the water company and their contractor has been making a half-hearted attempt to get this job finished before snow flies. Now, I was just in contact with PennDOT this morning to voice concern over them being on the road as long as they are, causing a traffic backup, because that road is heavily traveled. And I got a mishy-mashy response from the man from PennDOT. I would also like to reiterate my concerns that have been brought up at this meeting by many other people, including myself, regarding traffic conditions and unsafe conditions on the roads, primarily due to aggressive drivers. Now, there was just an incident not too long ago on Park Boulevard, and I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about, where a gentleman was run over because of a road rage incident. This stuff is occurring here all the time, and it occurs everywhere around here, but I can't go to every community and stand and complain about what they should be doing as elected officials and paid public servants, okay? I have this problem right in my alley because when my parents purchased their home 36 years ago, we didn't have a bunch of people who flew and cut through every little street that they could find to get to point A to point B as quick as possible and avoid a little bit of a traffic issue. I was almost run over by a teenager driving a black Volkswagen. I have his license plate number too, by the way, who did nothing more than fly through that alley to make a left turn and disappear somewhere else. I painted in the street. I got cited for that. I love it because I found out that there is a mistake in my criminal record. And we'll get to that in another day. I have one call that is outstanding to replace the driveway in front of our house. Our house is going to be 76 years old next year. There is traffic control conduit that has not been marked. I spoke with the contractor, and I told him that that was no good. Well, they said, well, if that's the case, why are they so mad every time we hit it? Well, when they backed up traffic, I had my nice old dumb phone out. I recorded how much traffic there was and how fast the traffic lights were changing at Cocoa Avenue. So it appears that that does work. So basically, there's an integrity problem here with Derry Township. And I'm also going to state that... Okay. Do you want to let me... Does anybody else want to say anything? I can wait to the end of the meeting and... Okay, I got one quick more thing. Okay. Shifting traffic from Chocolate Avenue to Governor Road is not very good. It is creating a more unsafe condition for me and everybody else that lives there because we have driveways that we have to try and get in and out of. And I don't want to have more dents in the car than the buck put in it the other night.
Thank you for your comments.
You're welcome.
All right, is there anyone else in the audience that would like to make this comment? All right, seeing as no one has come forward, we will move on to our business for tonight's meeting. And the first order of business is this evening's consent calendar. For those of you who are here, the calendar is at the back of the room. It's the first few items on the agenda, A, B, and C. There's just normal course of business, meeting minute approvals, payroll, and a return of security. So is there a motion to approve tonight's consent calendar?
I'll make the motion to approve the consent calendar, items A, B, and C.
All right. Motion made by Supervisor Zmuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional comments or concerns this evening about tonight's consent calendar? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? And with that, the motion carries and the consent calendar is approved for this evening. Our first order of new business is the consideration of resolution number 2024-25, and it is the adoption of next year's 2025 budget. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the board's aware, we did have a public budget hearing held on Tuesday, November 12th. Where the Board of Supervisors took a full review of the proposed 2025 budget, a copy of which is in your packet this evening. Additionally, that budget was advertised and duly advertised and was available for public inspection for the required 20 days, which is in accordance with Section 3205B of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code. As you're aware, the Board of Supervisors must adopt a budget for the next fiscal year prior to the end of the current fiscal year, which in this case would be December 31st. Some highlights of the budget, none of which has changed since the last time we discussed this. This is a no tax increase budget for the fifth consecutive year, sixth year overall. And the millage rate will be fixed at 2.5381 mills. Our budget does continue to maintain its consistency with the DCED chart of accounts. And the general fund balance is projected to end at $4,207,631, which an additional $7,126,060 in the general operating fund, the general fund operating reserve, giving the township a combined balance of liquid cash of $11,333,691. The budget as presented continues to maintain township services at its current levels, and I think there's a chart somewhere. I'm not sure where it is. I'm going to look for Chuck to help me out here.
There you go.
that I want to just point out the dollar bill because everyone seems to really enjoy the dollar bill each year. But when you look at that distribution, real estate taxes is the one thing that generally gets most people concerned about a municipal budget or school district budget or county budget. So when for every dollar collected in Derry Township, only 9% of it comes here. 68% of it goes to the Derry Township School District, which, as you're aware, this board has absolutely no control over or any impact on or doesn't make any decisions for. You're responsible for that 9% that's on the far right, and, of course, Dauphin County is responsible for the 23% that's the remainder that's collected. So for your 9%, you've got a full-time public works department, police department, volunteer fire service, library, community center, code enforcement, township administration, and again, those dollars have been fixed for the past 5 years, 6 years overall. We set that rate 6 years ago and hasn't changed. So a lot of that credit goes to this board for being very fiscally conservative. We try to be very careful with the dollars that you allow us to spend each year. And a lot of it goes, the credit goes to the folks that are sitting out there in the audience, the folks that are part of our staff. They take that charge very seriously each year. And I'm always happy to stand up here and tout their success year over year. By and large, as you know, municipal governments have a pretty broad brush of things that they're required to do. And this township does a great job in all aspects, in my opinion, I will say. So I want to thank the board for your support over the last year. And certainly I'm here to answer any questions. The staff is here to answer any questions tonight that you may have with respect to the 2025 budget. But if you are satisfied, it is in a position tonight to be approved. So turn it over to you. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Christman. And I'd encourage anybody who's either listening to this or here in the audience, we did have a really great conversation on November 12th when Mr. Christman did the full accounting of the budget. And we had the opportunity as board members to ask the staff questions that we had about the budget and had a good long discussion. So if anybody has any questions, that's a really great one to go back and listen to. It's on our website. You can go back, listen to the discussion that we all had. One thing I did want to note, Chris, can you just briefly explain our reserve and how over the last 5 years you've been able to, with our support, build up that reserve? So in the unfortunate event that we have something catastrophic happen, we have reserves where we wouldn't have to necessarily go back to the taxpayers to ask for their help to fix an issue.
Certainly. So over the course of the last 6 years, we took a very hard look at not just how the township spends money, but how money comes through the front door in terms of its revenue. So when you look at that equation and you look at how different funds flow into the township, we took a different approach. We took a look at what was coming through the door, and we identified a minimum amount of money each year that we were willing to put aside, and that number was $1 million. We said we wanted to put $1 million aside into your general operating reserve. And if you recall, when I presented my first budget here in Derry, that fund did not exist. We created a brand new operating reserve fund for the sole purpose of getting money squirreled away off to the side that wasn't part of general fund balance, so that in the event that the township would run into a problem, you have funds to rely upon. So the internal goal should always be that you want to kind of keep it at GFOA standards, which is about 3 months worth of revenue. We are there already. The goal, my own personal goal for the township, was to get to that $10 million mark in the operating reserve. We are currently on target for that at the end of 2028. So all things being equal, if this year's budget in 25 goes as planned in 26 and 27, you will be positioned in 28 to then hit that $10 million mark in your operating reserve alone, in addition to keeping another $4 to $5 million in general fund balance. So that puts your rough cash estimate around $14 or $15 million liquid that you could use for any potential problems in the township. Additionally, the board could decide that at some point in the future that if real estate tax increases are required, you could look at those balances to help offset some increase so that it's not so burdensome to the residents of this community. So, those are options that you have available to you. But I guess really the important point to stress tonight is that we took the approach to be conservative in our estimates. We were conservative in the way we budgeted. And because of that, you're now knocking on that $10 million door.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate you giving us just a brief background on that. And also, I wanted to note, because I know that we've had a lot of conversations here at our meetings lately about different things that are offered in the township and why we can't offer them at no cost. And one thing I did want to note in regards to another fund that we'd established is the Community Center Reserve Fund. We know that that building is at some point going to need things to be replaced, and we've done a we've made it very important to put away dollars so that, again, if something were to happen, we don't have to ask our taxpayers for more money. We'll have something in reserve. And lastly on that, because we've had that conversation so many times over the last couple of meetings, I did want to note that in this budget, there is a $803,000 transfer over to the community center. So when people come in and they ask us, well, why can't this be free? Why can't that be free? The taxpayers are subsidizing the community center $803,000 in operating costs in addition to $1.5 million in debt service annually. There is a cost to that. And so when we charge nominal fees, those are to try to avoid passing more of the operating costs onto the average taxpayer. So that's why we're doing that. We're trying to keep those fees as low as possible. But I just wanted to make that clear because I know I've had that conversation a couple of times here at the podium, but also via email many times over the last couple of weeks with residents asking questions about fees and why we're charging them. So with that, is there any questions from the rest of the board members, from Mr. Christman or any of our department heads in regards to the budget? You did such a good job. And we discussed it so much on November 12th. Again, if anybody's listening to the audio minutes of this, I encourage you to go back to November 12th. We really did a deep dive into the budget, and we all asked a lot of questions to the department heads, and our department heads did an amazing job and got us some great answers. So with that, I guess we can entertain a motion to approve next year's budget.
I'll make a motion. I move that the Board of Supervisors adopt Resolution 2024-2025, adopting the fiscal year 2025 budget as presented.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Zemir. All the motions seem to be coming from the left side to this time. Any additional comments or questions? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? And with that, the budget is passed unanimously. Okay, moving on to the next order of business. It is the consideration of resolution number 2024-27, establishing a fee schedule for planning, zoning, building, and other fees for calendar year 2025. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I missed it. I get so ahead of myself getting through these meetings. B, it is the consideration of resolution 2024-26, which is the tax levy resolution for fiscal year 2025. Mr. Christman again.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So each year is a companion piece to the adoption of the budget. The board sets the real estate tax rate that we just talked about as part of its budget. So in this particular case, again, the tax rate's being set at 2.5381 mils for the fifth consecutive year. Resolution 2024-26 establishes that and then puts that in place, and that's what we use to then notify Dauphin County of any of what our current tax rate will be for the upcoming fiscal year.
All right, thank you, Mr. Crispin. Are there any questions for Mr. Crispin on this agenda item? All right. I will offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors approves resolution number 2024-26, tax levy resolution for 2025. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. Any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And with that, the resolution passes. Now moving on to the consideration of resolution number 2024-27, establishing a fee schedule for planning, zoning, building, and other fees for calendar year 2025. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, this is all part and parcel to the adoption of your budget process. Adopting a fee schedule to become effective 1-1 of 25 is important. So what is in your packet this evening is a copy of that proposed fee schedule. All of our fees are adjusted in accordance with consistency with surrounding communities in order to keep pace with inflation. Additionally, in that fee schedule, you'll also see Dauphin County TCC resolution number 04-2011, This is always incorporated as part of our fee schedule because it allows then Keystone Collections the ability to levy their fees associated with the collection of delinquent taxes. Essentially, if there aren't any questions, and if there are questions, I'm going to defer them probably to the staff that helped produce those. They're here, but it's in a position tonight to be adopted.
All right. Do any of the board members have questions for Mr. Christman or the department heads regarding the fee schedule?
I actually do have a question for Mr. Emmerich. I had a conversation with a developer, and he's questioning why certain requirements, he's saying that certain requirements are a burden on both the property owner and the builder. What say you?
What requirements?
Well,
so in, I'm going to say 2012, I did a comprehensive review of our fees for community development. I compared them against other municipalities, like-sized municipalities. For many of the fees, for other fees, I actually looked at the actual cost for, like, zoning hearings and that type of thing to establish fees. Because when you establish fees, you can't make a profit, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Once I established that baseline fee, each year I review the consumer price index and determine whether or not it's worthy to raise the fees. So from that base fee that I established many years ago, I've kept it up to date through consumer price index. I'd like to talk to the developer you did, because quite honestly, I don't get complaints about the fees.
Okay. If you'd like to know, we can have a sidebar discussion
sure.
on that, and I will share that individual with you.
Sure.
I just want to add a point to that, too, and it kind of goes back to Supervisor Nutt's earlier comment about why things aren't free in this township, and that applies to the development community as well. You know, they should be responsible for certain fees that, as they're trying to come into this community and build and develop and make money. So there's a cost to that, mm-hmm. and there's a long-term cost to it, as you know. So, like, once they're here and they're gone, you know, the fees stop. But so, to Chuck's point, I don't think, having looked at this in a broad brush across a lot of different places, the fees that we assess, I think, are very fair to the development community. I've seen places where it's been more onerous. So I just say that just as a point of order, because I think, you know, Supervisor Nutt hit that on the head as it applies to aqua size fees and all of those other things that we talk about that should be free. The development community in Derry Township shouldn't get away with things for free either. Just saying. I'll just leave it at that.
The reason I ask is I got into sort of a heated discussion with this gentleman a couple of months ago about this. Hmm. And he was complaining vociferously that things are too expensive. And he shouldn't be paying them, and the owner shouldn't be paying them.
Well, and I would say...
And I understand the issues.
And I my argument will always be the taxpayers shouldn't have to subsidize a developer either.
I agree.
All right. Does anybody else have any questions in regards to the fee schedule? All right. Seeing as no board members have any questions, that if someone would like to make a motion to adopt them, that
I'll
would be
make
wonderful.
A motion. I move that the Board of Supervisors approve Resolution 2024-27, establishing a fee schedule of planning, zoning, building, and other fees for calendar year 2025.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes, and the fee schedule is adopted for 2025. All right, moving on to D, requesting authorization to execute a scope of work with HRG for Stauffer's Church Road culvert replacement project. Mr. Christman or Mr. Clark? I'm sorry. Didn't even see you there, Greg. I'm sorry. Do you want to take this off and tag team?
Greg wants to supplement what I'm going to say, that's fine.
Perfect.
This is on the board's agenda this evening simply because we're in a position that the culvert that is on Stauffer's Church Road is in dire need of replacement. So the township has already acquired an emergency permit from DEP to make that crossing and install a new culvert. What's before you tonight is a scope of work with HRG to assist and finance the design and permitting costs That scope of work is at $52,000. Again, the replacement project in and of itself will be handled through DTMA through their IDIQ project or process, and it's their maintenance program for stormwater management. If I'm missing anything, I'm going to look at Greg, but I think I got the highlights of it.
I was with Tom and DTMA and HRG on a site visit out there and shown a flashlight underneath the culvert, and it's, you know, it's collapsing. There's multiple metal plates that are in the road that are actually bridging the road and keeping it there from being worse.
So this is immediate.
It's in dire straits and in definite need of repair.
Okay, so that's going to happen momentarily as soon as we do this, pretty much.
So there was an emergency permit approved.
Yes.
Okay.
Get things rolling faster.
Great. Okay.
So I think once HRG gets it designed, that work should happen rather quickly with DTMA.
All right. Well, thank you both for the update. Hopefully, it can get done really quick. Keep that road safe. And is there a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion that this board authorizes the township manager to execute the Stauffer's Church Road culvert replacement scope of work with HRG for an amount not to exceed $52,000 as outlined in the proposal dated November 22nd, 2024.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional comments or questions for Greg or Chris? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. And with that, the motion passes. Moving on to E, which is the consideration of approving a successor collective bargaining agreement between the Township of Derry and the Derry Township Police Association for the period from 2025 through 2027. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you're aware, this is the second of two collective bargaining agreements that the Township has negotiated throughout this fiscal year. You've already approved the AFSCME agreement earlier in the fall. This contract is with the Derry Township Police Association. It is a successor collective bargaining agreement that will run from 2025 to 2027. It's a three-year deal with a general wage increase fixed at 3%, 3%, and 3% for each of the years outlined in the agreement. Total cost of the contract is estimated at just under $1.2 million. We're recommending approval of this collective bargaining agreement. As you're aware, we had two supervisors sit on the negotiating team, which was helpful. And, you know, we had a great session with the police association. They understood our needs with respect to this contract. They kept a lot of the language the same as it has previously been. And, you know, you have your hit list as you move forward in 3 years of things that you want to take a look at, or at least a closer look at. But this is a fair contract for both the township and the association.
And Chris, if I'm remembering correctly, the last time that we negotiated a three-year contract, the increases were the same, 3, 3, and 3.
That's so
it's
correct.
Very standard.
Yes.
Okay. Do any of the board members have any questions in regards to the contract? Okay. I will make a motion that the Board of Supervisors approves and authorize the appropriate officers to execute a collective bargaining agreement between the Township of Derry and the Derry Township Police Association for contract years 2025 through 2027. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Is there any additional comments or questions? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, and the motion passes. Okay, moving on to F, which is requesting authorization to execute an engagement letter with Raymond James for the purpose of monitoring continuing disclosures for Emma. Again, Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As our board will recall, you know, Derry Township is required on an annual basis to file really any and all disclosures as they relate to the financial condition of the township, particularly as they're connected to any and all debt service that the township has. The SEC, through its rule, it's 15C2-12, requires that the township make disclosures on its financial condition regularly to the MSRB through EMMA, which is the Electronic Municipal Market Access System. all of which to say, it's a lot of jargon, is that there are things that we must report to the SEC on a regular basis. What I'm requesting the board's consideration on this evening is to engage Raymond James to serve kind of as the clearinghouse for the township, where they will monitor the filings that are required under the SEC for our debt service, for all of the financial requirements that the township has, and alert us at key intervals so that we don't miss filing deadlines. A good example of where we've missed a filing deadline is our audit. As you know, the audit each year has kind of been late in its delivery. You know, generally speaking, you should get your township's audit in May or June of the following fiscal year. Ever since COVID, really, the auditing process for the township has slowed down. It's things have gotten backlogged. It's been kind of getting behind the eight ball. None of which is a problem. Our audits are always fine. They're, you know, we are above board. The problem that exists is then you need to file notice with through EMMA and through the SEC. There's just a requirement that we provide notice that, hey, this audit's going to be late. This is why. It alerts those that, you know, have investments through the stock market to purchase the bonds to let them know that our financials are forthcoming. So I'm requesting that the board consider bringing on board Raymond James to help assist the township with the disclosures and help us make those filings more timely. It's a $2,000 onboarding fee for the year that will cover us for the year, and then you would revisit this again 1 year later for $2,000. If at some point in the future you decide to borrow more money or, you know, refinance your debt service, you know, it would be another $2,000 at that point for onboarding fees, because it's a one-time thing. So it's $2,000 for ongoing maintenance, and then anytime you add or change your debt service, it would be another $2,000 at that point. So I defer to the board. It's not certainly something we don't have to do. I think it's a good insurance policy for the township to do it.
I don't anticipate that we're taking on any more debt, so I don't think that will be an issue. But when you and I were talking about this, when I had a question or two, you had mentioned that if we were missing deadlines, that potentially that negatively impacted our bond rating.
Right. Long term, if the township continues to miss important disclosures and their timelines, eventually they'll penalize us with lowering the bond rating, because we're not being, you know, forthcoming enough with the bondholders. So, you know, it's in the township's best interest to continue to make continuing disclosures timely, so that it doesn't have a negative impact on the township borrowing capacity.
And over the last few years, our bond rating has been increasing.
That's
correct. So we'd want to keep it high.
So the key to that is to continue, and not that I want to go back to an earlier topic, but continuing on with your plan of putting money aside as cash in your reserve. It's going to improve your ability to borrow, and it's going to improve your bond rating over time. So all those things kind of go hand in hand.
And this engagement with firms like a Raymond James, this is normal for municipalities. So it's not like this is just something that Derry Township is doing. Other municipalities are engaging with folks for a small fee to make sure that they're meeting these scheduling these deadlines.
That's correct. When I had a conversation with them, they, you know, they didn't point out very specific ones to us immediately, but, you know, there are school districts and other townships across the Commonwealth that utilize them specifically, because this is all they do. You know,
okay.
This particular group within Raymond James, you know, we would be assigned to a group, and then this is all they do is just monitor our disclosures.
Great. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Crispin on this agenda item?
The only thing I'll say is if the township is going to entertain a motion approving it, I would just suggest that maybe you approve it conditional upon asking for some revisions to the designation agreement. There's an indemnification provision in there that I don't necessarily like, that I'd like to ask that they be taken out.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I will offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors authorizes the Township Manager to execute a letter of engagement with Raymond James for the purpose of providing continuing disclosure management services for an amount not to exceed $2,000 for fiscal year 2024 and after the document is reviewed by our solicitor and agreed to by Mr. Armstrong. Does that satisfy?
Yep.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Any additional comments or questions? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And with that, the motion carries. Next, moving on to G, is the authorization to advertise amending the Code of Ordinances of the Township of Derry, Chapter 20, Vehicles and Traffic, Section 2010-42, Special Purpose Parking Zones, established parking otherwise prohibited by establishing a designated pickup and drop-off area in front of the proposed hotel at the West End project to facilitate shuttle and bus passenger services to and from the hotel. Chief Warner, if you could give us some background.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Hershey Entertainment Resorts Company has submitted plans to build a hotel in the West End project area. As part of those plans, they intend to have a guest pickup and drop-off area in front of the hotel along West End Avenue. This area would permit shuttle vehicles and buses to pull to the side of the roadway into a design cutout area to facilitate the safe boarding and deboarding of passengers to and from those vehicles. This is a little bit preemptive. Normally we do these ordinances kind of after the fact, but we're just trying to be a little bit more proactive. There's not going to be any cost for posting or marking the restricted area. That'll be done during construction. Just asking for authorization to advertise this ordinance.
Okay. Thanks, Chief Warner. So these won't go in until the hotel is finished construction?
Correct. During construction.
Okay.
Yep.
Does anybody have any questions for the chief about the stop signs or the signage? All right. Is there a motion to approve?
I guess I'll make that motion.
Yeah, we're all waiting.
Second. I make a motion that the authorization to advertise amending the Code of Ordinances of the Township of Derry at Chapter 210, Vehicles and Traffic, Section 210-42, Special Purpose Parking Zones, established parking otherwise prohibited by establishing a designated pickup and drop-off area in front of the proposed hotel in the West End project to facilitate shuttle and bus passenger services to and from the hotel be nearby by hereby approved.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Is there any additional comments or questions on this agenda item? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
And the motion passes unanimously.
Just do you want that advertised for the second meeting in January since you're going to have a reorg?
Yes.
Is the board okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on to H, the request to modify the job descriptions for the positions of records manager and accreditation coordinator within the Derry Township Police Department to business manager and accreditation and records manager with modification of assigned duties. Again, Chief Warner, if you could give us some background.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Now I realize why nobody wanted to make that motion in the previous item. It seemed rather long to me as well. The current job description for the position of records manager within the Derry Township Police Department is being modified to business manager to reflect the restructured duties of that position. This position will be more aligned with the business details of the department, such as budget, payroll, and purchasing. The accreditation coordinator job description will also be modified to accreditation and records manager to appropriately reflect the duties of managing the accreditation functions of the department and additional duties entailed with managing the records section of the department. Both are already salaried positions within the department, so there's really not going to be any type of increase to our police budget in these modifications.
All right, that sounds great. It basically sounds like you're just updating.
Just restructuring a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, go ahead.
The police association, have they been involved? Have you discussed this with them?
These are exempt employees.
Oh, they're exempt?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, they're non-union.
Never mind.
All right, does anyone have any questions for the chief about this small change? All right. Is there a motion?
Good, Carter.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Chief, they were on such a roll. It wasn't because it was a long motion. I think one of them's going for a record. They must know that seven's the number. But in the interim, I will move that the request to modify the job descriptions for the positions of records manager and accreditation coordinator within the Derry Township Police Department to business manager and accreditation and records manager with modification of assigned duties be hereby approved.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. All in favor, actually, before we get to that, now I'm completely thrown off because of this side of the room, this side making the motions. Is there any additional questions or comments for the chief about this? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. And with that, the motion unanimously passes. That brings us to the discussion on township manager position, and I believe that we are going to select an interim manager. So with that, do I just offer a motion? Or?
Yeah, so it's my understanding that obviously the Board of Supervisors have been notified that Chris Christman is taking another job. Best of luck to Chris. Which leaves the board with the requirement to find someone to fill the position of manager at the township. It's my understanding that the township's not in a position to formally appoint any permanent or more permanent replacement for Chris at this time. So it's my understanding that you're going to proceed with appointing an interim manager to get you between now when Chris leaves and finding that permanent or more permanent replacement.
Okay. So may I make a motion to select Mr. Jackson as the interim manager? Is that appropriate?
Yeah, it would be appropriate if that's the motion to appoint Zachary Jackson as the interim manager while you find or solidify a more permanent replacement.
Then I will make the motion to select Mr. Jackson as the interim manager of the Township of Derry. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Any additional comments or discussion? No? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. And the motion passes. Welcome, Zach. And with that, that brings us to our supervisor and committee reports. And, you know, this is a sad one. This is our last meeting with Mr. Christman. So before we get going, I just want to say thank you, Chris. It has been an absolute pleasure working with you. You have served this board and our community incredibly well. And you took a mandate to keep taxes low, services high, and all without increasing taxes, and you did it. And all with providing all of us really sage advice over the years. I think all of us, you pretty much trained all of us as township supervisors, and I think this is a great board, and you're a big reason why it is a great board, because you really were the person at the front of all of us becoming supervisors, and you will definitely be missed. And Abington is very lucky that they scooped you up, and they're very lucky. So
thank
good
you.
Luck, congratulations,
thank you.
And with that, I will save the rest of my report and move it over to Supervisor Zamuda.
Okay, I have no reports, but this being your last meeting, I'm sure you're prepared for this.
Uh-oh.
And I have almost no audience. How about that? In 2018, Derry Township was faced with the prospect of hiring a new township manager. Jim Nagley, the longtime manager who had been on the job almost since Milton Hershey was alive. No, really, Jim was here for more than 40 years as chief of police and township manager, decided it was time to retire. The process of hiring a new manager can be grueling. This is the second time I'm going through it. From advertising the position to wading through the multitude of applicants, the multiple interviews, and finally the tough task of deciding on a suitable candidate from among several highly qualified individuals that we felt could lead Derry Township successfully into the next decade and hopefully beyond. Chris Christman was chosen to lead our little band of misfits. It appears we chose wisely. From day one, and almost at once, COVID descended to darken the doors of our community and throw any plans for the township that Chris had into chaos. With the deft waving of his handy township handbook, His quick wit and calculating mind, he led our township out of the valley of darkness and back to the light. While it took several years to leave that darkness, this township eventually emerged stronger and financially healthier than it ever had been. This is a great success story and an important part of Chris's legacy in Derry. COVID was not the only challenge that the gods chose to visit upon our new manager. For his first tribulation, they tasked him with coordinating the final decisions for our new community center complex by overseeing an unruly board of supervisors that, at the time, could not agree on what color the sky was. Chris succeeded in wrangling us into a strong coalition that endures to this day and may be remembered as one of the most consequential boards ever to have authority in this township. Those same gods also chose other challenges as well for Chris. Suffering through 15 hearings about the, quote, Sheets Project, a hotel on Chocolate Avenue that no one wanted, endless issues resulting from the closure of our tax office, wrangling an unruly and contentious group to consensus to resurrect Derry Township's long dormant Veterans Memorial, being instrumental in getting through two significant contract negotiations with both our employee union and police department union. In addition, a variety of scofflaws that tested his mettle were settled. The hunt for an overripe fish in this very building was glorious and would be talked about in hushed tones for years, and numerous other contentious issues with concerned neighbors that were successfully adjudicated. Above it all, Chris handled each task with a deep stoic quality, almost like he had seen it before. This quality has led to the remarkable success for not only himself, but our township as well. Chris has much to be proud of. Chris, we owe you a significant debt of gratitude for the work you have done here and only wish you the best at your new station. I wish you fair skies and following winds in your new journey.
Did you have anything else? That was very nice.
No, that's it. I had no meetings. Well, you want more? I'm here every other Tuesday.
That's too many.
Start charging admission.
I have no report, but I wanted to say thank you, Chris. You were very helpful during my election process, as well as winning and taking me under your wing, meeting for coffee when I show up. Little side of note, I asked Chris to go to coffee. I thought it was this coming Friday. He thought it was last Friday. I was wrong. He showed up and he's like, "Where are you?" So I look forward to conversations, not necessarily in person having coffee, but you were very helpful the last 28, 30 months in going through some stuff I was going through personally and helping me through that process and to learn the ropes. And you'll be missed. You've done a very good job. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
No reports. In my 9 weeks I've been on, thanks, Chris. It's been real.
Thanks, Tom.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
I have no department report, but I will echo the comments of the other board members. Thank you so much, Chris. Natalie and I were very new when we came in, and as Rick mentioned, quickly went into COVID. We lost our chair. We lost the second chair recently, so you helped see us through all of that. Certainly coached us up. I remember the first day we came in and there was a whiteboard with all these ideas, and I was wondering what we had ourselves to do. But we largely have seen many of them through your leadership and through the help of the staff here. And as Natalie said, you've all done it. So thank you again for a great budget. Thank you to the staff. As we wind up here, year five, not only our last meeting of the year, but our last meeting with you. So thank you so much.
Awesome.
And best of luck.
Thank you, Carter.
And I don't think there was any, I had any meetings since our last meeting. So again, thank you all to the staff for making the budget process so easy. We know how hard you guys work to make sure that the ends meet. So it makes our lives easier when we don't have to go in and say, hey, we need to cut more. So thank you all for all your hard work. And I can't believe we're here at the end of another year. So it's been a good one. Yeah, definitely highlighted by Veterans Memorial being done.
Yeah, for sure.
Honor. Looks amazing. And lots of changes. So our second Chris that we say goodbye to this year.
Yes.
So, I guess with that, we will turn it over to our staff reports. So we'll start with you, Chief Warner. Do you have anything additional to report this evening?
Yes, I think I mentioned this at the last meeting. Just want to remind people. December 22nd at Desserts Etc. We're going to be having cocoa with the podium. So Santa will be there. There will be some animals to pet. And you can come and have a free cup of cocoa with the popo. So we're excited about that. It's going to be a good event.
And you said that was the
22nd? 22nd, yeah.
Is there a time?
Give me 1 second. That is, I think it's 12 to 3.
And when you say the animals, is that the...
I believe they're farm animals. No. It's a petting zoo that desserts, et cetera, is formulating there on the property. So, yeah. So the only other thing I want to thank Chris. I've been here a couple of years and long time with Jim Negley with the police department, and then his tenure as township manager, and he knew what our department did intimately over those many years, and had a lot of guidance in structuring the department to what it is today. So I can say there was a little bit of trepidation on my part bringing in somebody new. And not really knowing how that was going to work. And it didn't take long to realize that you saw the value in what we do as a department, and really all the departments in the township. Public service, I think, is what you really kind of keyed in on, being able to provide good public service to the residents of the township. And it showed in your faith in how we run our departments and having that partnership with you, which was really key to further what we do from what we had. So I appreciate your guidance, your mentorship, and I appreciate your friendship. I know we'll keep talking about motorcycle riding and things like that. I'm going to see Chief Malloy probably Friday, and I'm going to have my pound of flesh.
All right. So. Fair enough. He knows it's coming. Thank you, Garth.
All right, Mr. Sassman.
Thank you. Let me just start by saying Santa will arrive on Saturday. We will begin our week-long visits throughout the township. So Saturday, Sunday will be two long days. We will. And then Monday we are off, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday we'll be in the in-town area of Derry Township. So you can follow us on, Santa has his own Facebook or Twitter page that you can follow on, and then we also do the tracker through Glimpse that you can follow the real time where Santa is. So tune in to us and look forward to seeing Santa. And to follow everyone else, Chris, thank you from the Hershey Fire Department. I can tell you, this is the ninth year that I've been here as a vice president, and you've done wonders for us in the public safety division. We have three new pieces of fire apparatus, two that we're still waiting for, but one that's here. And it certainly has served the township and its residents very well. Thank you for your guidance over the years and our conversations, and I appreciate everything. You will be truly missed.
Thanks, Dave.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
Leaf collection was officially over on Friday, but as a courtesy to the residents that may have missed that deadline, we are still out. I think trucks were coming back in today. They may be finished up or they may be out tomorrow, but very, very soon it will be over. And the transition to snow equipment has already started. So not hoping for any, but we're ready. We will be ready. Also wanted to thank Mr. Chrisman for hiring this Berks County boy almost 10 months ago. It's a pleasure. It's been a pleasure working for a functional township, as not all townships I have worked for have been functional, more dysfunctional. So it was a pleasure to see that, and I've enjoyed the last 10 months under your leadership.
Awesome.
Good luck in Abington.
Thanks, Greg.
So I want to just remind everyone that the library is closed on the 24th and the 25th, and then on the 31st we close at 5 p.m. and we're closed all day on January 1st, since we won't see each other until then. We also have a book fair for grown-ups at 7 p.m. on December 13th. So if people remember the old Scholastic book fairs, we're trying to recreate that in the library after hours. We're also doing Bricks and Brews on December 16th, which seems to be the favorite of everyone here. Going to be at Trogues with Legos. Come join. And then on December 17th, we have the 14th annual holiday movie extravaganza where kids can come in their PJs and eat snacks and just enjoy a movie. So, yeah. But, Chris, you were part of the most fun interview I've ever been part of. thank you for hiring me. Thank you for giving me a chance here at Dairy. And thank you for the constant support you give the library and the department heads in general. It's very much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you, Allison.
Thank you. So, Allison, those all seem really fun. My question for you is, mm-hmm. Will the adult Scholastic book fair have the big pointers? All the kids know, or the slime?
I don't think so. I don't think we're doing slime and pointers. So, like, but like the cheap books will be there.
Yeah, you send them with money and they bring home a giant pointer paper.
Yeah. That's very true.
That sounds awesome. Very fun events. Ms. Walker.
Thank you. Before Santa heads out to town, he's going to stop by the community center on Friday for Santa's third annual holiday swim fest. That's taking place at 5:30 p.m. Pre-registration is required. We are now offering some new programs going into January, one of them being voice lessons for ages 8 to 14. And also magic will be back in January, during the winter break. So between December and January, if you're looking for something for your kids to do during that time frame, Magic 101 might be an option for them. We also are gearing up for our winter aquatic registration, which will take place next week. So this is registration for diving, swim lessons, and aquatic exercise programs. So this will be on December 17th at 9 a.m. for members and residents, and December 18th at 9 a.m. for the non-residents. And also just a reminder to follow us for more information at Dairy Township Parks and Recreation on Facebook and Instagram. The tag is Dairy Township Parks on both social media outlets. And then to Chris, thank you so much for your support for our department. In my roles that I've played in Parks and Recreation, you've trusted me in numerous roles throughout your time, so I do appreciate that. You've helped us through a lot of challenges through the facility, operations, a whole slew of things we've encountered over the last 3 years. And we promise to keep that facility the shiny new penny that you always encourage us to keep it out as long as we possibly can. Best of luck in your new role, and we hope that maybe we'll see your family and
Absolutely. Your
kids at programs or enjoying the pool.
My only add to Park and Rec is stay off the grass downtown park. That's all I ask.
For you, all of those programs that you noted, all of them are available on ActiveNet. So now everything that people wish to participate in at the community center, they go through ActiveNet, everything.
Yes, all of our programs are pre-registration, and they can all be found on ActiveNet.
Okay.
They're organized by the categories, so aquatics, fitness, youth programs, but yes, they're all on ActiveNet.
So you go to the website, you click on the tab, takes you right to it, and if anyone has an issue with registering that way, they can come in and see you or your staff, and you'll walk them through it or do it in person.
Yes, you can register online, in person. Our management staff and front desk staff are able to help in person or over the phone as well. DairyTownship.org, Parks and Rec page, and there's a button for program registration.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Stump.
Quick note, we frequently get concerns or reports of high speeds and speeding on roadways. As part of the transportation group, we've compiled some criteria for evaluating those speeding concerns so that we're doing them consistently from one road to the next and how to evaluate the concerns and then kind of protocols for addressing those, whether it be speed humps or some other measures. That criteria is posted on the township's website at this point, just for transparency on what we're looking at when there's a concern brought to the township's attention. And then also wanted to mention to Chris, I really appreciate everything you've done over the years, how you've helped direct a multitude of projects and help keeping them moving forward, your directness, honestness, just about always. And you will be missed.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Emmerich.
I have no report, but I will thank Chris for the support and wisdom that he shared with my department. 15 commissioners, right?
15. Yeah.
I'm not going to say any more than that.
Mr. Jackson.
It's hard to go last here. I don't think there's anything left to say. Again, I just want to thank you for your leadership and support, Mr. Chrisman, and entrusting me in several different roles here. I can't thank you enough. So
you
will be greatly missed.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. That leaves your last report tonight, Mr. Chrisman. The floor is yours.
Nothing further. Just want to say thank you yet again. I know I gave a bunch of remarks at the last meeting, but really simply to say thank you. It's been an honor and a privilege to serve this community, so I will take all of what I've learned here with me and move forward and certainly miss all of you. But I'm leaving, but I'm not gone. As you know, I'm still staying local. So you'll see my ugly mug floating around the township regardless from time to time, just in a different capacity. So
okay.
That's the way we are. So I just want to say thank you. I very much appreciate everything that's been done, and it's been an honor. So thank you.
All right. Well, with that, this is our last opportunity for public comment for 2024. So anyone that would like to offer brief remarks, they're welcome to come up. Name, address, and under 3 minutes, please.
Mark Offsack, 147 West Governor Road, Hershey, PA, 17033. Now I'm going to be real brief. Since you guys have just said that you're flush with cash, or somewhat flush, there's a lot of streets in this township that could use a little paving. I also took note that somebody took it upon themselves to paint double yellow lines, especially like on Glen Road, and they were black dots. And I know why you did it, because everywhere you go in this township, people have a fleet of vehicles parked on the street. And when you park a large SUV up against the intersecting street, somebody like me with a little compact car, because I'm a responsible person, care about the environment. When I have to pull out, I can't see the idiot flying through this town. I don't care if the idiot's a local idiot or an idiot from New Jersey or anywhere else. Now, to address my alley, when I have people using this alley as a through street because they don't want to go out on this road or that road, and I have to back out for them, guess what? I get rear-ended. And guess who's going to wind up being at fault? Me. That's how it works, because when somebody's in an accident, they have multiple excuses for why it wasn't their fault. Now, you might want to invest in a clock there with a timer on it. That way guys like me, who don't have a script like Mr. Zumita or me last time, know where I'm at, because it's a little hard to do this and this and this all at one time. You can.
I'll warn you.
Nut.
Okay.
Now, and you also might want to invest in a sign-up sheet for people who want to speak, because if somebody's here like me first, and there's 10 other people that want to complain about fees, maybe I should get to go first so I can go home, because I put in long, hard days. You can go ask the water company about how many hours I worked, and I actually worked those hours. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to offer public comment this evening? All right, seeing as no one is approaching the podium, we will end that session of visitor and public comment. And the last order of business this evening is adjournment. So is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion for adjournment.
All right, I will second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And the meeting is adjourned. Have a wonderful holiday season, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.